All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Good evening. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and you're listening to Tell the Truth Faster. This is a weekly show that deals with a variety of mental health issues, also from a more holistic perspective, which means focusing on body, mind, as well as spirit, and which is the way I focus with my clients, and I try to focus on my own life, keeping a sense of balance. And my basic belief and approach to therapy, as well as life in general, is that if you're not dealing with all three components, then the work that you're doing may not be as completely balanced as you're hoping, and the healing may not be as complete as you'd like. So tonight, as with every night, we have a topic, and tonight's topic is jealousy and relationships, identifying and breaking the pattern of fear and destruction. And even the concept of the title of the show, Tell the Truth Faster, is an important thing. If you think about those words, tell the truth faster, what does it mean? For most people, it's a very frightening thought, being that honest, going into the truth as quickly as you can. But if you really spend some time with it, what you get is that the quicker you get to your own truth within you, with your higher power, the quicker you move the energy, you move the fear, and you get back to a state of equilibrium. And beyond that, the quicker you communicate whatever that truth is, as difficult as it is, as appropriate as it may be to do, again, it gets you back that much faster to a place that's balanced and a place of equilibrium, and you stop focusing on it so you can get back to feeling lighter and getting back to joy in your life. So jealousy. Jealousy to me, and has been in my life as well as many people, one of those things that clearly take us out of balance, certainly throw us off center, keep us stuck in a place of fear, and most of us have no idea what to do with it. So, however you define jealousy, I want you to do something for a moment as you're listening. Unless you're driving, I'd like you to close your eyes. And, of course, if you're driving, keep your eyes open for this process. And take a deep breath. And while you're sitting there with your eyes closed, I'd like you to recall a time as a child when you were jealous. Recall a time as a child when you were jealous. Take a breath. Who were you jealous of? What did they get that you wanted? Recall a time as a child when you were jealous. Who were you jealous of? What did they get that you wanted? Now take another full breath and let it out and shift into a memory and recall a time more recently when you were jealous. Recall a time recently when you were jealous. Who were you jealous of? What did they get that you wanted? Are your child memories and your current memories of jealousy similar? Take a breath and notice for a moment what you're feeling. Allow yourself to be honest about those feelings. That process actually comes from the Loving Relationships training, and my guest who we'll be speaking with in a little while, Rhonda Levand, is one of the trainers of that. And I want to talk just for a few moments before I introduce you to Rhonda about jealousy. Off one of the internet lines, there is an article called Handling Marital Problems, Understanding and Handling Jealousy. And I like what they do here because they separate jealousy, envy, and rivalry. And they say there isn't a clear-cut distinction between jealousy and envy, but in general, jealousy is experienced when something you have, example, a lover, is taken away or is threatened by someone else. Envy is when you do not measure up to someone else or you very much want something someone else has, as an example, an attractive lover, sports car, success, a sexy build, etc. Rivalry is when no one yet possesses the thing you desire, a particular person or position or status, and there is keen competition for the desired goal. Obviously, all of these feelings increase as our desire, our desperation for the prize increases. Jealousy is the most intense. It involves having something highly valued and losing it to the competition. That hurts, angers, and shames us. That's from Handling Marital Problems, and that's from mentalhelp.net. Now, there's another article I read, Jealousy and Insecurity by Deborah Cooper. She has a somewhat of a lighter tone to it, and what she says is, I view jealousy as a normal and necessary part of our emotional makeup as human animals, right in there with being sad, angry, happy, hopeful. Just as animals stake out their territories and fight to maintain, so do people. You may feel that it is your husband, your woman, your boyfriend, a part of your belongings, your territory, your property. So you diligently guard the focus of your romantic affections as if he or she is a possession. Reactions, she goes on. Some of you explode in a rage, angry, verbal confrontations, and even physical violence may enter the picture. Others try to play it cool, switching from their heart to their heads while they pretend to be unaffected. She goes on to say, women tend to become depressed, frantic, and emotional. Many women feel that without a man, they are not successful in their role as a female in our society. Women tend to be more focused on relationships for their identity, relying on that relationship for their sense of who they are. It would follow then that women would be more afraid of being left behind and losing love and faith. Now she goes on to talk about jealous behaviors. It's been proven that jealousy diminishes significantly by the time we're 35. I'm not sure that's very true, but it seems that as we age, we become less dependent on a relationship to prove who we are and more comfortable with ourselves and meeting our own needs. Jealousy has driven people to murder and thus to jail. Jealousy has driven us to shoot, stab, listen on the telephone extension, drive by his house or her house to spy, examine his or her underwear, check automobile odometers, follow him or her when they leave the house, call them and hang up to make sure that they are at home, rummage through his drawers, pockets, and closets. You try to figure out the code on their answering machine so that you can retrieve their messages. You drop by unexpectedly and at odd times to see that they're there. You check their body for scratches, bruises, hickeys on the QT. You interrogate him or her with rapid-fire questions about where they've been, with who, and demand to know who was on the phone after they call. How many of you can relate to any of those behaviors? Unfortunately, too many people to varying degrees. And those are some of the things that most of us look back on after we've behaved us, not feeling particularly good about ourselves, which then gets back to the core of jealousy, which to me is self-esteem issues, fear of not being enough, not being good enough, beliefs that we're not lovable, we're not wanted, we're not desired. And so much of all of that drama and so much of all of that violence, whether it's physical, whether it's implied violence, whether it's just the fear that creates the violence within us. The violence is not always that when we're feeling jealous, the violence is not just what we're aiming at another person. We're doing violence to ourselves by staying stuck in that fear and stuck in those jealous feelings and not able to release and improve, release the fear and the pain and get back to a place where we know that we're strong, we're whole, and we're who we are in the world, whether we're with someone or not, whether we possess something or not. And to me, this is the key, is getting back to that balance, back to a sense of strength that we were born with, back to a sense of innocence, and a belief that we were put here for a purpose and that who we are is valuable. And the more we clear up those self-esteem issues, the more we return to that power and the more we're able to produce in the world. So tonight, this is what we're talking about, jealousy. And my guest tonight is actually somebody that I've known for a very long time, I think since 1986. And she was one of my trainers as a rebirther. And we lost touch for quite a while. And recently at a Loving Relationships training here in Los Angeles, we reconnected. And when they did the section on jealousy at the workshop that weekend, I knew that it had to be a topic for the show, and I invited her on the show. And Rhonda, welcome to Tell the Truth Faster.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Can you talk before the break a little bit about your own background and how, you know, I could call you a lot of things. I know you're a rebirther. I know you're a trainer. I see you as a relationship specialist. I don't know whether those words would be words you use. I know you've written some books. How did you end up getting to this point in your life?
Well, I think we all seek to teach what we need to learn the most. And for me, I came to the Loving Relationships training myself in 1981 when I was going through a divorce with my first husband. And I think I had a black belt in jealousy at that time or creating situations that were spearheaded with a lot of jealousy. My first husband had a lot of affairs, and this was one of the main reasons why, you know, we broke up and we got divorced, and this is what brought me to the Loving Relationships training. So back there in the 80s, I took this training, and I learned a lot about myself, and I agree with you that a lot of jealousy issues come from low self-esteem, but it's also a seeking for love and wanting to be loved and appreciated and feeling that others are getting what you want from the people that you want it from. So for me, what happened in my own life was that in order to heal jealousy in my own life, I had to kind of get back to the source of where I first felt jealous, like when you did that visualization. For me, I had to go back, you know, to my childhood to look at my relationship with my siblings and my parents. So I think that's something we'll talk about, you know, a bit later probably.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a big interest, of course, in the relationship issue, and I felt very blessed, and thanks, Sandra Ray, for the Loving Relationships training, because in that training I also met my husband, my second husband, and we've been together since 1985 and married since 86 and worked together, and I am very happy to say that we don't create jealousy in our relationship now, so I know that I've healed that, because every relationship before the LRT was based on jealousy. And so I have to attribute all the things that I learned about myself through the rebirthing process and the Loving Relationships training is what really healed me.
Great.
In that respect. And then I had I was very interested in sexuality. I think for me, this was where I had the biggest issues that I needed to heal for myself.
Okay, well, on that note, talking about sex and sexuality, we'll get everybody back to listening after the break. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altshuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Hey, horse lovers, animal lovers, and the rest of you who just like good conversation, you don't want to miss the new Horse Advocate Show with Dan Summerell. Tune in and find out why an ex-motorcycle racer is doing a horse talk show. Tune in and learn what really makes a horse tick and why they do the things they do. Tune in for help solving your horse problems, and most of all, tune in so that you and your horse can have the best possible relationship and enjoy each other. The Horse Advocate Show, for the horse, by the horse, Tuesdays at 6 a.m. right here on KFNX.
What's up? This is Warren G, you know what I'm saying? I'm here giving it up for RAD because they do a lot of good things for people. And I just want to say, before you drink, make sure that you got somebody that can drive your butt home. So go ahead and follow the rules, and everything will be cool. And don't be no fools. Peace, baby. Warren G.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And tonight we're talking with Rhonda Levand about jealousy in relationships. And I know we have a caller right now, but let's wait a few minutes because I'd like to kind of set the stage here a little bit more in terms of Rhonda. If you could talk a little bit more about how you define jealousy from the perspective that you do your work from, and what are the possible more, you talked a little bit about fear and self-esteem issues in terms of some reasons why we experience it, but if you could just talk a little bit more about how you define it and experience it.
Yeah, well, a couple of definitions that I really like is that jealousy is watching someone you think you need attention from giving it to someone else and claiming what you deserve with old rage behind it. And I know my most intense jealousy situation with my first husband was on my birthday, 9 days after my second child was born. And he was at midnight, I woke up, I had gone to bed early, I was tired, and had this thought that he was having sex with somebody, my best friend, and he was. And I was feeling totally enraged that, you know, this would happen on my birthday, and I was throwing rocks and, you know, trying to anger. And, you know, this was at the point where I knew that I didn't want to have that in my life anymore. And I think jealousy comes from the feeling that love is both limited and outside of ourselves. And the Course in Miracles says that we have two choices in our life. There's either love or fear. And when we're feeling jealous, obviously we're feeling fear of loss, that we're losing something that we feel we want or deserve. Mm-hmm. And I know... For me, I remember exactly when I got in touch with, you know, why I was creating the jealousy in my life, because I feel that we draw to us situations to heal it. And for me, I was continually with all my relationships, drawing in these jealous situations. And one day in a training, I realized that there were three daughters and my mother, and we were all competing for my father, you know, for his attention and love. He was very special and wonderful guy with a lot of charisma. And so there was four women competing for this great guy all the time. And I know I was especially competing with my mother. And when I really felt that in my body, and when you know you're getting something, sometimes you get all hot or you break out in a rash or you feel it on a body emotional level, I knew, you know, that I had gotten in touch with where I had been jealous initially, and I forgave myself and my mother and my father and my sisters. And, you know, from that point on, I, you know, created a love in my life that I didn't have to deal with that jealousy anymore. So, you know, it can be that instantation, you know, kind of in the instance that you can release something like that.
And what I'm hearing clearly, you stopped seeing it as something they were doing and started taking responsibility for it being about your perceptions, your beliefs, your thoughts, and your actions that were causing your own pain and drama.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I love that quote, love is limited and outside of ourselves, which is a belief that I think so many of us hold. Love is limited and something outside of us, instead of realizing that love is that there's a limitless amount of love in the universe, and it starts and exists within us. And I know many of us have had lives that may not have necessarily exhibited a lot of love growing up, but again, it's about choosing to keep repeating the patterns. Like you said, you decided at some point to stop repeating the pattern and stop attracting the same thing into your life and making a change. And part of that change is realizing that there is a source of love within us.
Yeah, and I kept drawing into all my relationships, either my mother or one of my sisters or somebody to compete with me for the person that I loved. And in the loving relationships training, we have 10 patterns that we talk about, and two of them are involved with the jealousy aspect, and that is what, you know, the sibling rivalry pattern, where we are competing with our siblings for our parents' love, or what we call the family sexuality pattern, where we create triangles in our life, where we are competing with either our mother or father for the other parent's attention. And so, you know, once you see the source of where you felt that lack of love, you know, you can then heal it and, you know, stop it from coming into your life in the same way as you did before.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people in therapy, you know, some people see therapy as a much more heady, analytical process. And to me, this is so much a part of a therapeutic process to really see the patterns of, you know, where we perceive love to be, where we perceive it to be receiving it from or not receiving it from, and to take it from a place that has a higher source to it and the spirit of what our childhood was about, as well as, you know, the practical pain and getting into so much analytical stuff about this, as opposed to getting inside and feeling and knowing that the child within us may have felt a lack of a lot of things growing up, but it's now our responsibility to offer that child within us what we've been saying has been lacking for so long. So we'll be back, actually, with our first caller after this break, so stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Do you have questions about life, relationships, happiness? Would you like to better understand yourself and others? Attend a free introductory lecture at the local Dianetics or Scientology Center. L. Ron Hubbard, author of Dianetics, discovered answers which have helped millions lead happier lives. Find out at the free introductory lecture every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at 2111 West University Drive in Mesa, between the 101 Freeway and Dobson Road. Call 480-833-0610 for details. In a friendly atmosphere, your questions about life, relationships, and happiness will be answered. You may also take a free personality test and find out more about yourself, utilizing your full potential and achieving your goals. Something can be done to improve life. Find out at the free introductory lecture Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at 2111 West University Drive in Mesa. For details, call 480-833-0610. That's 480-833-0610.
If you're feeling down and need a spiritual lift through song, sermon, or even talking in prayer, tune in to Reverend Larry Foote of Graceland Ministries as he presents to you The King every Sunday evening, 5:30 to 6 p.m. on AM 1100 KFNX, where you can get your fix of uplifting gospel music, sermons on the Word of God by Reverend Foote, and discuss your own personal relationship with the Lord.
Here's your current KFNX weather forecast, put at the top and bottom of every hour.
Listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique program. 1100 KFNX Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles, and tonight we're talking with Rhonda Levan, a facilitator of the Loving Relationships Trainer, a rebirther, and author. And our topic tonight is jealousy in relationships. And Edie, I believe we have a caller.
Yes, she does.
Okay, Natalie? Hello? Do we have our caller? Okay, well, if you're listening, feel free to call back. Rhonda.
Yes.
Okay. You were talking about, let's get into actually how you perceive jealousy affecting us as individuals as well as relationships.
Yeah, I wanted to just comment something about what you said also right before the break, mm-hmm. which is that I think all healing comes from conscious awareness, which mm-hmm. is the intellectual part. But when you're really healing, you have to heal all your bodies, your emotional, your physical, your spiritual, and your mental bodies. So I think when you know, that's one reason why I do love rebirthing, because it works on all four bodies. When you breathe, you can breathe out the jealousy out of your body. So we often say that jealousy is a free rebirth from the universe. So it's a great opportunity when you're feeling that old rage or you're feeling those terrible feelings that we feel around jealousy, you know, to really to breathe it out and to really experience, you know, the feelings behind all that jealousy.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. And so, again, how your perception is how jealousy can affect us as individuals and how it impacts relationships.
Well, I think, you know, one thing that's important to look at around jealousy is that if you have a partner that's jealous, that it's a jealousy issue for both of you in the relationship. It's just not your partner is jealous and it's their problem and not your problem, because maybe you need your partner to be jealous to feel loved. So maybe you're unconsciously doing things to create your partner to be jealous.
Mm-hmm. Like the person that says, I'm really angry they weren't even jealous, you know, and needs to think that they need the reinforcement of a jealous reaction in order to feel better about themselves.
Yeah, many people have an underlining unconscious decision that they're unwanted or unlovable or not good enough. And so, you know, sometimes they want somebody to really show them how much they're loved or wanted, and sometimes that results in creating the other person to be jealous. And, you know, I think that, of course, jealousy is a very big sabotager in our relationships because, you know, maybe you're pulling in a third person to be in the middle of you and your partner, you know, so that you or your partner can feel that energy of jealousy. And, you know, I don't think it's normal. I mean, I'm really happy I haven't had to have it for the last 13 or 14 years. I don't miss it. I think it's a good thing to release, and I think it's possible not to have that be a part of our everyday life, to not have jealousy.
Yeah, that's why I read that quote from Deborah Cooper in Jealousy and Insecurity, where she said, I view jealousy as a normal and necessary part of our emotional makeup as human animals. I agree with you. I totally You know, I feel that anything that's creating drama and pain and struggle and suffering is not a normal part, and it's not a natural place for us. I mean, peace, serenity, and balance is the natural equilibrium, and not all this drama and struggle. So I agree with you on that one totally.
Well, in relationships, we talk about 100% responsibility, so you know, when something is up in your relationship, either you or your partner is jealous, it's like taking responsibility for that. So for me, if I was feeling jealous, I would work on my self-esteem, and maybe I would write an affirmation. I am highly pleasing to myself in the presence of others. Or I would work on, you know, some high thought about myself so that I could feel better about myself in that situation.
Okay, we have a caller, I believe.
Okay.
Hung up? Okay. Okay. They seem not to be waiting. Okay, so sex. Sex can be an impetus for jealousy for a lot of people. What can you tell us about that aspect of jealousy?
Well, I think this whole idea of what we call the family sexuality pattern is where we're kind of addicted to creating triangles in our lives, which is a setup for jealousy. And what we mean by a triangle is that, you know, you have you and your partner, and maybe you pull in somebody else that you feel sexually attracted to or you have an affair with. And this is because even in the womb, we had a triangle. There was you and your mother and father. And so we're kind of used to, you know, being in that situation where one person is receiving love and one person is left out. And so I think in that whole idea of sex, you know, people are often attracting people to them so that they, you know, that they can heal some of those issues where they felt left out or unwanted or not part of the love dynamic.
I definitely understand that, and I had actually a client today, a gay man that I was working with, who in his desire to keep his relationship as it was, he questioned me about the idea of having an open relationship where maybe they're free to have sex outside the relationship, which is, you know, something that I hear more in gay couples, although it's certainly not exclusive to that. But the unconscious arrangement seems to be more common and prevalent there. And I could tell it wasn't really something he wanted to do. I could tell that it was his fear of saying, well, if I don't do that, maybe I'll lose this partner altogether. And so the idea of a threesome or sex outside the relationship, again, is another impetus for jealousy. And, you know, even agreeing to something like that is, you know, based on fear of loss. Do you see people in, you know, who open up relationships? Do you see that very frequently with the people that you work with?
Yeah, and I mean, I attempted to have an open relationship in my first marriage, and because it wasn't working sexually, so there was, you know, he was already having affairs, and there was a lot of that going on, and I can relate to your client you had, because I said yes to something that I didn't really want, and it was not, you know, problems for me, because I was saying yes when I didn't really want that. And I think that's the important thing. If somebody is having an open relationship, that they are choosing it consciously, and that they're aware of the fact that, you know, there are going to be times when they might feel left out, or they might feel jealous because attention is being given to their partner and they're not involved.
Mm-hmm. So you started talking a little bit earlier about, like, using affirmations. What are other things that you can recommend in terms of people who know that they are, quote-unquote, the jealous type, or have a mate that tends to go into jealousy a lot? What other tools do you suggest in terms of healing that?
Well, I think, you know, there, for me, it's a lot about the recognition of where the jealousy started. If you can get back to, was I jealous of my sister? Was I jealous of my mother? And, you know, forgiveness, you can do forgiveness on them and yourself. That entails affirmations. You can do completion letters to complete the feeling of the jealousy that you had. You can, I think for me, you know, I was the wrong sex. They wanted a boy, and I was a girl, and I had to do a lot of work about acceptance of myself as a woman and choosing to be a woman rather than a boy as they wanted, and, you know, to love myself for my choice. So I think for each person, you have to see, you know, what their dynamic is. I do a lot of work with birth script and how that affects us sexually. Conception, womb, and birth, was somebody wanted and planned? Were they the right sex? What was going on with their parents when they were in the womb? What happened at birth? And all of this affects us sexually, and it could even affect us around this area of jealousy. So to me, when you heal what we call the birth script, a lot of times things like jealousy and problems in relationships just seem to disappear.
Mm-hmm. In a more short-term thing, I know that things like, you know, whether you call it thought stopping or seeking support, being able to talk about your fears and things like that, you know, are more short-term things. If somebody's stuck in the fear of the jealousy, it's important to be able to identify all the things you're talking about. It's also, I think, important to be able to have somebody to talk to about how you're feeling, so it's not one of those things that's building up inside and will explode at some point, rather than work itself out in a more gentle way. So we're going to continue our discussion on jealousy, and we are accepting callers through the next section, and stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
There are some good pieces of software out there, but not all software is for your company. That's where SDO comes in. SDO is open source design and development of websites, software, applications, and more. These websites are not some cookie cutter template, but an integrated piece that will match up exactly with what your company needs. SDO has an open source philosophy, and this gives you complete control over your software and keeps it working for your company. Working alongside SDO is TC Innovations, a company that is committed to teaching teachers. Both SDO and TC Innovations have made it possible for you to get the very best service at a price that makes sense to you. Technology that is developed for the benefit of our community. TC Innovations is committed to helping put better teachers in the community. SDO is committed to making businesses run better. Together they stand for an undeniable commitment to quality. For more information, log on to www.talktech.org.
Deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost to pass the job.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon.
Ugh.
The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles. And tonight we're talking with Rhonda Levan about jealousy and relationships. And what we were talking about just before the break were possible tools people can use to deal with their own jealousy or to deal with being in a relationship with someone who's chronically or obsessively jealous. What other things, Rhonda, can you suggest?
Well, I think writing is always a wonderful way to get in touch with telling the truth to yourself, because your show is about telling the truth faster.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you could go to a therapist or you can talk to a friend, which is wonderful. But, you know, sometimes if you're not in touch with what you're feeling, writing about it sometimes can help to stimulate your thoughts a little bit. We have something in the LRT called the ultimate truth process.
Mm-hmm.
So you could actually do something like that, where you could say the reasons I'm jealous are, you know, the reasons I have a jealous partner are, my payoffs for having a jealous partner, or my payoffs for being jealous, my fears of giving jealousy up. You can do like a little process like that, where you're writing out all your feelings about jealousy, or you can just, like, journal on it. And once you start looking at it, you might notice that you start to have all these dreams, because your subconscious is opening up to looking at the subject. And so then if you're willing to go deep within yourself to look at it, you might notice your dreams giving you more information, and then you can journal on that.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, I often find journaling a very effective thing and often suggest it to clients. One of the other ways of using writing is if the communication between the two individuals is difficult verbally because it gets explosive, to agree to write letters back and forth to one another so that they have time to kind of sit with what's being written Obviously, it's often better to do it with in the context of a therapy session, but it's a good tool, actually, within couples where they really don't feel like they're being heard, and they get a chance while they're writing the letter to their partner to maybe really see what it is they're saying that they're not hearing themselves when they're speaking. And so the letter writing back and forth often helps. And I think also writing letters to that child that was jealous.
Right.
And back to, you know, from the child to the adult.
And also, you know, just also saying what you want to create in your relationship. So, you know, when you have something that is not, is there that you don't want, what you want to do is start focusing on, you know, how to see the opposite of that. So if you're feeling jealousy, which is not receiving the love you want, you know, start affirming and writing that you're now creating all the attention and love from your partner that you desire, you know, so that you're actually putting it out to the universe what you want instead of it's like what you focus on expands. So mm-hmm. if you're focusing on jealousy, 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 you know, maybe you may be creating more of that. So you want to also see that you can start focusing on the opposite of that and what you want.
And I think the next step beyond that is to be able to affirm at some point, I'm whole and complete and lovable with or without the attention mm-hmm. of another, of the mate, you know, or a mate or being in a relationship. But there is that level of self-esteem that comes from not being at the effect of whether one's in a relationship or whether that partner is paying the kind of attention you want. But I agree with you totally. It's an important first step to be able to reverse that thought and affirm the opposite, that, you know, you can invite all the loving attention that you want into the universe, into your life, because we all deserve it.
And also, you can give yourself loving attention and, you know, just start treating yourself a lot better and giving yourself more love.
Like how?
Well, you know, you can write yourself a love letter, you know, what, you know, just telling yourself all the things that you're grateful for, or you acknowledge yourself, just giving yourself a lot of love, and what you give yourself, then you'll receive from others. Or you can also give what you want to receive to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like what we give, we receive.
Right.
So if there's somebody that you're really close to, maybe you're not in a relationship, but you want to receive more love, you know, maybe you can just start, you know, giving a lot of attention and, you know, friendship to somebody else, and then it'll come back to you. So, I mean, I think that's an important lesson in the Course in Miracles also is, you know, what I give, I receive. And so if you want to receive more love, you might need to give a little more also.
One of the things in the section in the LRT that dealt with self-esteem that had those suggestions, you know, on how to give yourself more love and stuff, I liked the one about, which I actually did for a while, was when I wasn't home, I would call my number and leave a loving message on my machine. So when I got home, I had this loving message waiting for me.
Yeah, right.
It's corny, but it works.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing with writing yourself a love letter and sending
right.
it in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, I remember when I started doing that, writing myself love letters, I started to receive letters from other people who took trainings or seminars. They would be writing to me exactly what I had been writing to myself. So I knew that I had gotten that within myself.
Mm. Any last thoughts that you want before we go into break, before our last segment? Anything else that you wanted to share about this topic, or anything else you want to share about what you're doing?
Well, right now, you know, I made a commitment this year to redo the Course in Miracles, the lessons and the text, and I actually went to a Course in Miracles course today, and I just love the lesson, God's will for us is perfect happiness, and this is in all areas of our life, success, in our career, in our relationships, and I think, you know, just to support everybody in choosing love instead of fear.
That's great. And you'll be doing the LRT again in Los Angeles sometime
soon? That's right. It'll be up on our website, www.evolvinghearts.com. And we also have two LRTs in New Mexico, one in March and one in July. So
great. I want to thank you, Rhonda, and if everybody will stay tuned, we'll come back in a few minutes for a closing thought.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Besides purchasing a brand new car, the largest debt you can accrue is the mortgage to finance the purchase of a home. Now there's Dick Around the House, an American Family Mortgage presentation. For your home mortgage, refinancing, debt consolidation, credit repair, or investor property purchase, as well as cash out for any reason, call today. Why rent when you can own? Let Mike Austin and Richard Shreve show you how for free. They offer the fastest service and the lowest closing costs. 10 years of mortgage lending and underwriting experience on your side. Listen to KFNX AM 1100 every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. Call your one-stop mortgage shop for a good faith estimate at 480-425-9000. That's 480-425-9000. Let the team at American Family Mortgage qualify you for the home of your dreams.
You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique programming. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles, and tonight our topic's been jealousy in relationships. And I want to thank my guest, Rhonda Levan, for a very enlightening discussion about jealousy. And it was very nice to reconnect with her tonight.
Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. And I want to remind all of you, before I get into some closing thoughts here, that the day and time of the show is actually changing as of next week. In the Phoenix area, I'll be on Wednesday evenings at 10 p.m. starting next week, Wednesday at 10 p.m., which means in the West Coast, that would be an hour earlier at 9 p.m. until the clocks change again. So Wednesday, 10 p.m., and please mark your calendars and listen, tell your friends. There is a website, tellthetruthfaster.com, where very soon you'll be able to hear all the past shows archived on streaming audio, hopefully within the week it's been worked on. And there is a hyperlink to, if you want to get in touch with Rhonda, there's a hyperlink to her site on tellthetruthfaster.com. And I would love your comments and questions, responses, reactions through email if you like. And you can email me through that site also, and that would be a real support. In closing, Rhonda talked a lot tonight about Course in Miracles, which I've also studied over time. And there is a lesson in there which is actually one of my favorites. I am never upset for the reason I think. I am never upset for the reason I think. And I think also everything we talked about tonight around jealousy is we're not really upset about whether our partner or somebody that we care about is walking along with somebody else or having an affair or whatever the situation is. It's about going inside ourselves and taking a look at what our real fears are and what our real terror is about, how it's familiar with what started when we were children. I am never upset for the reason I think. And I'm going to close by reading a little bit by Jerry Jampolsky, who wrote a book called Love is Letting Go of Fear, which actually is what I call the cliff notes to the Course in Miracles, because he just takes a certain number of lessons and gives people a chance to get a sense of it. So he writes, I am never upset for the reason I think. Most of us have a belief based on experiences from the past and on perceptions from the physical senses. Have you considered that what we believe is what we see? Or, as comedian Flip Wilson put it, what you see is what you get. Because our physical senses appear to relay information from the outside world to our brain, we may believe that our state of mind is controlled entirely by the feedback we receive. This belief contributes to a sense of ourselves as separate entities who are largely isolated and feel alone in an uncaring and fragmented world. This can leave us with the impression that the world we see causes us to feel upset, depressed, anxious, and fearful. Such a belief system presumes that the outside world is the cause and that we are the effect. And he goes on to say later, we all have the power to direct our minds to replace the feelings of being upset, depressed, and fearful with the feeling of inner peace. I am tempted to believe that I am upset because of what other people do or because of circumstances and events which seem beyond my control. I may experience being upset as some form of anger, jealousy, resentment, or depression. Actually, all of these feelings represent some form of fear that I am experiencing. When I recognize that I always have the choice between being fearful or experiencing love, by extending love to others, I need no longer be upset for any reason. So as you're thinking right now about your experience of jealousy or that of others, think for a moment of, as Rhonda stated a little bit earlier, sometimes if you want to receive more love, then go out and express more love. Think consciously instead of getting involved with the tug of war that people often get into in relationships that we call jealousy. Be the one willing to step back and let your pride go and stop the tug of war. And if there is love in that relationship, learn to express it instead of fight against it. So I thank you all for listening tonight. Remember, next week, Wednesday night, in the Arizona area, 10 p.m., on the West Coast, 9 p.m. Look forward to hearing from you all. Good night.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.